Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A clear and calm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night, while Jerusalem feels cool and pleasant. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, making it a good night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, YNET reports from earlier today that strikes on Hezbollah could prompt Iran to resume missile fire on Israel. The ceasefire remains fragile. Also, JNS informs us from the past hour that Trump states Hezbollah in Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire deal with Iran. The Strait of Hormuz has been closed following Israeli strikes. Also this hour, Axe EOS reports a short time ago the U.S. says the Iran ceasefire doesn't include Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Iran and Pakistan claim otherwise. Separately, JTA shared earlier today that the U.S. and Iran agreed on a two-week ceasefire. Israel insists this does not extend to Lebanon, urging citizens to stay alert. And finally, Jerusalem Post noted in earlier reporting that Lebanese media cites strikes in southern Lebanon amid confusion over the ceasefire. Initial reports suggest Israel is responsible, with 4 casualties mentioned. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago that the White House press secretary calls the Strait of Hormuz closure completely unacceptable, but notes increased maritime traffic today. Dan Linnaeus, a regional analyst, wrote recently that there is no pause on regional counterterrorism operations against Hezbollah and other groups, according to the U.S. From Al Arabiya Eng, Middle East correspondent Jotam Confino explains Lebanon's exclusion from the ceasefire and Israel's ongoing strikes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes against Hezbollah, as reported by YNET, the fragile ceasefire is at risk, with the IDF remaining on high alert and continuing operations in Lebanon. The U.S. is reinforcing its forces in the region. This heightens tensions and places civilians on edge. Turning to the statement by Trump, as noted by JNS, the Strait of Hormuz closure follows intense Israeli airstrikes. This development highlights the fragile nature of regional security and its potential impact on global oil routes. Meanwhile, Axe EOS emphasizes the U.S. stands firm that Israeli actions in Lebanon are outside the ceasefire agreement. With Iran and Pakistan asserting otherwise, regional diplomacy faces a complex challenge. On the ceasefire details from JTA, the agreement between the U.S. and Iran remains delicate. Despite assurances, Israel insists Lebanon is excluded, pushing citizens to maintain readiness for potential threats. That strike in southern Lebanon, as per the Jerusalem Post, adds to the confusion surrounding the ceasefire. Early reports suggest Israeli involvement, increasing regional tensions and uncertainty for civilians. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom reports businesses in northern Israel continue to operate amid conflict, with owners emphasizing resilience and a sense of mission. Separately, CTEC informs us that the aeromaker IAI is nearing a $30 billion IPO. Government backing for Boaz Levy as chairman is expected to resolve a prolonged impasse. And finally, Walla reports the Histadrut proposes a 150 million shekel compensation plan for workers left without pay, addressing disparities between public and private sectors. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.